picture, Eric Amarola, driver number 10, Smithfield Ford. Eric, best finish of the season?
Yeah.
12th top five of your career, best finish in New Hampshire. Talk a little about your
You'd think I'd be happy.
Well, you tell us, Eric.
We had an incredible Smithfield Ford Fusion today and felt like it was the car to beat for sure. And we got out front there and felt really good about it, felt comfortable. And that last caution there, we came down pit road leading, went out third, lost control of the race. And then I spun my tires on the restart and didn't even give myself a fighting chance to go race for the win. So just frustrated on all parts that we didn't execute the way we need to try and win. Chicago, we had a car capable of winning and didn't get it done. Here again, had a car capable of winning, didn't get it done. So just it's frustrating. But everybody keeps telling me you got to lose some before you win some. So we've lost some. It's time to stop it. It's time to go to victory lane, and we're capable. We've got a race team capable of doing it. Our cars are really fast and ready to go get to victory lane next week. Where are we going next week? Pocono, perfect. Let's go.
We'll open the floor for questions. We'll start with Rich here and the gentleman.
Hi, Eric. Rich Thompson, Boston Herald. Could you just look at the big picture for Stuart Haas Racing today? It looks like a 1-3 and a 9.
Yeah, it's incredible, the race cars that they're bringing to the racetrack. We've got really fast race cars, and everybody at the shop's doing an incredible job. And we've been able to show up every week with cars capable of running in the top 10. And then throughout practice, if Johnny and I and the engineers dial in on a setup and get the car close, we're capable of winning. And we've proven that the last few weeks. And I feel like we've really hit our stride. You know, the first 10, 12 races of the season, we were trying to learn each other, figure each other out. You know, and these last six, seven races, it's really clicked, and we're showing up to the racetrack with speed. We're getting the balance of our cars right throughout practice. And for the race, we're getting the car the best we've had it all weekend. And if we continue to do that and put ourselves in position, we're going to win. So I'm ready for it to hurry up and come.
Zach Attan's ready, kickingtires.net. You're a man of large perspective. You definitely understand that side of life. With all that you've been through the last year, a couple years with the 43 team, did you ever think you'd be disappointed with a third place finish?
No, but it's who I am. It's all of us as race car drivers. We're competitive. We want to win, and you know, especially when you have a car like we had today. I mean, you go out there, and I think we led the most laps. I don't know if we did or not, but I feel like we did. And when you have a car that fast and that dominant late in the race, and you don't win, it's disappointing. And you know, there's no way to hide that. I could put on a big smiley face, and deep down inside, it would be fake. You know, I'm disappointed. Because I thought that was going to be us going to victory lane, and we didn't capitalize on it today. So that's the frustrating part. But there's a lot of positive to bring out of it. The car that we had, you know, we did a really good job of keeping up with the track as the racetrack changed, and you know, we had a really fast Smithfield Ford Fusion. I hate it that we didn't go to victory lane. I feel like we owe it to so many people, and especially me personally. I feel like I owe it to so many people that believed in me. I mean, it was a huge leap of faith for people to give me the opportunity when I didn't have a lot of you know, stats to back up deserving to get this ride. But Tony Stewart and Gene Haas and the people at Smithfield and Ford Motor Company and everybody that believed in me to give me this opportunity, I feel like I owe it to them to go win and prove them right. And that hurts the most. You know, as much as I want to win for me and selfishly, I want to win for them too. I don't know. They were both equally really good. You know, anytime you can outrun Kevin Harvick and Kyle Busch and Martin Truex and those guys like we did at Chicago and like we were able to do this weekend, anytime you can do that, you know, you've got a damn good race car. So I felt like both weekends we had a really, really good race car compared to the field.
We'll go to the gym to the right, and then we'll go back over here on the left.
Jim Utter, Motorsport.com. A couple things.
Who?
First.
Who?
Do you feel...
Can you repeat your name?
Jim Utter, motorsport.com.
Okay.
A lot of guys coming into this weekend had talked about, not necessarily from your team, about how they felt they needed to be perfect in order to compete with the likes of Kevin and Kyle Busch and Martin Truex Jr. Was today an example of that for you as well, needing to be perfect in order to contend with your teammate?
Yeah, I think you look at those teams, and they're seasoned teams. They're veteran teams, and they execute on every level. And when you don't, when you make a mistake, it's hard to fight back. We actually had an issue on pit road, our very first pit stop of the race today, and fell all the way back to last. We had an issue on the right front, didn't get the right front on. So we battled back from that, drove all the way back up to the lead, and then right there at the end, we lost control of the race by coming off pit road third instead of leading like we came down. So that's where those guys are so good. You know, they under pressure, they perform at their highest level. And today, you know, we didn't. We came down pit road leading the race. We went out third, and then on the restart, I didn't do a good job, and we didn't, you know, as a team, we didn't give ourselves a chance to win when it mattered the most. We had the best car, and we didn't do it. So, but I have no doubt that as we clean those things up and as we get better as a team, that we are going to be a contender and we're going to be tough to beat. And that's what I keep telling everybody. You know, we're so new and so young, and you know, we're 20 races into working together, and we're good. We're not great, but we have potential to be great, because I don't feel like we've reached our max potential just because everything's so new and we're still learning each other and learning what I like in the race cars and all of those things. So it's getting there, and if we keep performing like we are right now and we put ourselves in position and we get used to racing for wins, you know, the wins will come.
And along those lines, you mentioned about wanting to win for all the people who have been supportive of you getting this opportunity. But I just wondered, I know how part of the win is, but what you've been able to accomplish already this season, for you personally, does it serve as some justification for yourself that this was the right, that this is what you wanted to do and that you were on the right path?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it does. It makes me sleep better at night. You know, I think, had my career ended at the end of last year and I never got another opportunity, I, for the rest of my life, would go to sleep at night and wonder how good I was as a race car driver. Because, you know, I feel like it's fair to say that I've had not good enough equipment as an excuse. Well, now I have this opportunity here at Stewart Haas Racing, and equipment is not an excuse. We have the best of everything. We have everything we need to go out and compete for wins. And so it's up to me and my team. And so, yeah, I do feel like there is justification running up front and racing with Martin Truex and Kevin Harvick and Kyle Busch and all of those guys that run up front on a regular basis. It makes me feel like I'm capable and I can do it. And so that, you know, that does make me feel better, and at least I'll be able to sleep at night knowing that given the right opportunity, I could perform at that level. Now we just got to figure out how to go win.
Paul Lambert from Short Track Scene. Eric, as you make this second trip to some of these tracks, are you going to be able to make that next step and start getting those wins that have kind of eluded you the last 3 weeks?
I think so. I really do. I feel like, you know, going back to some of these tracks that we'll now have notes at, you know, a lot of these tracks all year long, we've shown up kind of blind. We have no real notebook, and we've showed up and just kind of guessed at where we needed to unload, and then throughout the weekend made a lot of changes to dial our car in and get it better. And so now we're going to go back to these races where we have a notebook and we know, hey, we changed these things in practice and it made our car better. We're going to start with that already in our car, and then we'll be able to fine tune on that and make that better. And we learn what not to do. You know, we've gone to some racetracks earlier this year where we've unloaded and made some changes, and it was the wrong way. And we know now not to venture down that path. So it's as much of learning what to do as it is what not to do. And it's just building a foundation and a notebook. And when you look at the teams that are very successful, the big three that all you guys talk about, they've all been working together for 3, 4, 5, 6 years now, and they've got a foundation. And that's what, you know, that's what has me excited about my relationship with Johnny Klossmeyer and my engineers and this whole 10 team is that we're young. We're just a young group of guys all in our early 30s, and we're learning each other, and we're new, and we're already starting to compete with these guys 20 races into working together. So I feel like we have so much potential to continue to get better.
We'll go to Matthew in the back, then we'll go to Terrell, and then we'll go into the press box.
Matthew Werners with WWLP 22 News. Eric, I wanted to ask you, two sunny days here, Friday and Saturday, for practice and qualifying. It rained this morning. How did it change the track with the PJ1?
I think the PJ1 was really sticky and fired off with a lot of grip. And then as the race went on, it wore off. And I think, you know, we kind of expected that and we kind of planned for that in practice. You know, by the time happy hour rolled around, the PJ1 started to wear off some, just because of all the laps that were on the racetrack. So we kind of, felt like we had a good idea of where the racetrack was going to go, and I felt like we had a good handle on what we needed. So really proud of Johnny Klossmeyer and Mike Cook and Mark and all the guys on, you know, the road crew of this team preparing the race car that they did for the race today. We did a good job of getting it dialed in final practice. We hit on a few things that really woke the car up, and then they made some adjustments overnight that had the car really, really rolling nicely today. So, you know, we're doing the things that we need to do, you know, with the race car to have race cars fast enough just on raw speed to win. Now there's a whole other dynamic that goes into winning, you know, just execution from my part on restarts and getting the job done on pit road and all of those things. It's a team sport. And so if it was just, you know, if it was just car and driver and we lined up and went and raced, we probably would have had a shot to win today just like we did. But there's so much more that goes into it.
Terrell Covey, Portsmouth Herald. You know, Daytona, Chicago here, you've had all these races where you're right there. How do you keep positive and keep looking at the potential instead of going, oh, what's going to go wrong next?
It just has me more motivated, really. I just have more fire in my belly and more motivation, and I have more confidence, you know, just knowing that we're close. We're right there, and we just got to keep pounding. We got to keep grinding and keep after it, and, you know, we're going to win. I mean, you can say I said it here in the media center at Loudoun, New Hampshire, but we're running too good and we're too competitive to not win. It's just a matter of when are we going to win? and so I firmly believe that. And I think that's the mentality that we all have on this team. And that's what has us fired up. And we keep working hard every week and we don't worry about anybody else. We're just focused on our team and our car and doing the things that we need to do to make our car go fast. And you know, we're on the brink of getting there. So hopefully it happens soon. But if not, I'll take it in the first round of the playoffs too.
Questions from the press box.
Lee Spencer, I wanted to ask you what happened on that last restart. By the way, Eric.
I laid back off of Harvick's bumper a little bit and was trying to time the restart to roll up to him and Kyle. And Kyle went right at the beginning, maybe even slightly before, but he went right at the beginning, if nothing else, of the restart zone. And it caught me off guard earlier in the race. They had been dragging the restart out further in the restart zone. So I was kind of anticipating that. And when Kyle fired, I was caught off guard. And when I fired, I just spun the tires because I wasn't prepared. So that was totally my bad. And instead of giving myself a fighting chance to go up there and win and race those guys for the win, I fell back to sixth and had to battle back to third.
And one last question. Are you surprised it took you this long to get your first podium finish with Stordhaus Racing?
Yes, I am actually. You know, we've had We've had really good cars in Richmond. You know, we drove from 27th all the way to second, almost won the first stage. I think we ran second in the second stage, and then again didn't execute, kind of fell apart, and finished poorly at the end of the race. So you know, I look at so many different races where we've had cars capable of running in the top five, and we haven't finished in the top five yet. And I feel like that's almost made us more under the radar. You know, people are talking about this 10 team less, which has been fine by me, because I've been confident in, you know, I know what we're capable of, and I know the speed that we've had in our cars. So I feel like, you know, being on the radar has been kind of a good thing for us. It's put less pressure on us, and we've gone out and performed at a high level, and sometimes it's been unnoticed. So today, here we are. We led a bunch of laps, and we finished third.
Any additional questions? Thanks, Eric.
All right,
congratulations.
Thanks, guys.